Today we have Marianne Goodland with Colorado Politics and Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal. Marianne, I know you've been covering what's happening right now with the Civil Rights Commission. Give us an overview and what happened.
The Civil Rights Commission and the Division of Civil Rights, which are both within the Department of Regulatory Agencies, are up for a sunset review this year. And that means that they need authorization to continue their work. At the same time, their budget was up in the Joint Budget Committee on Thursday, and the committee deadlocked over funding the commission beginning July 1st of 2018. There are some people who are claiming that this is retaliation against the commission for their decision in the Masterpiece Cake Shop case, which is currently awaiting a decision from the U.S. Supreme Court. The Masterpiece Cake Shop case took place in 2012 when a same-sex couple went to this Lakewood bakery and asked for a wedding cake. The owner refused based on his religious opposition to same-sex marriage. What we have now is a brouhaha in the Capitol with Democrats just absolutely furious, including the governor, that the JBC could not come up with a budget for the Civil Rights Commission.
Would this be something that would go through no problem if it wasn't for this Supreme Court case?
Sunset reviews are very pro forma things around here. Lots of boards and commissions go through this every year, and usually they're no big deal. But Republicans are upset about the Masterpiece Cake Shop. They're also upset about an appointment that the governor made to the Civil Rights Commission that they disagreed with. They did not accept that appointment and rejected the nomination. And those two things combined with the Masterpiece Cake Shop issue means that Republicans are kind of gunning for the Civil Rights Commission. They want to see changes in how the commission's members are appointed. They also want to see more transparency. But I think there's at least a portion of Republicans in the state Senate that would like to see the commission go away entirely.
Ed, how does this impact everything else that's going on down here?
We knew it was going to be a political, fairly ugly year, and none of that had come to surface really so far. This is the first time we've seen a partisan fight over a social issue that I think is going to bleed over a little bit. Now, I mean, you look at some of the things that are going through right now that already have DOA signs on them. Republicans are trying to push through regulatory reform. That's probably not going to be a success, and this doesn't help. Democrats are trying to push through a plan to offer paid leave to every employee at a private business in this state that had little chance to begin with. That's probably dead now, too. But the real question is, are the feelings over this going to get so tough that it's going to, A, make it harder to craft a budget at this point, or B, that it's going to get into things like the debate over transportation funding, which, by the way, is, you know, has a major piece of the budget crafting process at its center. In an election year, things like this can get outsized in their impact on everything else.
And then we have public pension reform. We have the sexual harassment workplace policy that they have to revamp. So a lot of big outstanding things they want to get to by the end of this session.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and we have things that they're going through pretty well right now, such as broadband expansion throughout the state that passed by a 30-5 margin in the Senate recently. Things like that probably don't get derailed, but at this point, you know, everything is up in the air when you're having a core fight over social issues, though they in some ways tend to affect less people than some of the bigger policies, like, say, transportation funding or pension reform in this state. They tend to have a more pointed impact on how legislators treat each other.
That was Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal, Marianne Goodland with Colorado Politics. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.